Well, I was recording it, so they'll have to catch what they missed in reruns. We just had a great discussion about hack and slash that everybody in the chat room missed. Can they hear us now?
Not that bad.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Oh, Jeff O says yes.
There we go.
Okay. Guys, we've been seriously talking for like 12 minutes now, and you guys haven't heard a goddamn word.
Yeah, you missed some great discussion about how Sonic and the Black Knight sucks Black Knight dick. And New York Mudkip says, we can hear you, FGT. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means, but...
He just called you a faggot.
Oh, is that what that means? So, okay, yeah, we can all be heard now. We got what we played out of the way. If you really care enough, for those of you in the chat room, check it out in the reruns. We're going to steamroll right ahead and just do some freeform in there. So let's see here. Anything catch anybody's eye this week?
No, it's been dead.
Well, you know,
there's stuff going on, but nothing for me.
You know it's dead when some of these things that are popping up on the news sites are popping up. It'll be like random crafts and, hey, look at this gay 13-year-old that can complete 2 Rubik's Cubes while playing Mr. Crowley on Expert. When that kind of stuff is being posted prime time on the big game blogs, you know it's a slow news week. You know they're just grasping
straws. That kid needs to get laid.
Dude, you did see that video, right?
I did.
That kid, I think we'll pop, you know what, we'll pop it up now. Now that we're doing
Dude,
all that
video.
That's
vigil. Sad.
He claims, I guess, somewhere in the video, because I saw this on the comments somewhere, he claims that it only took him a couple hours of practice every day for a couple of weeks. But the key part there is a couple of hours of practice for a day for a few weeks. It wasn't, hey, look what I found out that I can do, just flat out. No, it was, I had to practice, and look what
right.
I can do. So let me just see here, make sure that...
He should just go kill himself.
How old is this kid? This kid's probably like 13, and we're telling him to kill himself. Okay, people can see
I'm saying kill yourself, I don't care.
Choke yourself! Now choke yourself!
Seriously, like, you know, I'm okay with people being nerds. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean,
but,
you know, we're giant
but God
nerds.
Damn, dude. Like, do you ever, ever want to have a girlfriend? Then put down the goddamn guitar and put down the Rubik's Cube and go get a real guitar or something.
Who does a Rubik's
Seriously?
Cube anymore, too?
If this was, I do.
If
I
this
have
was,
a Rubik's Cube.
If this
but...
was 84, we'd all be clamoring for this guy to give him high fives, but it's not. So let's just play the clip. Oh, no, let's not play the clip. Let's just skip around a little bit in the clip, because it's pretty boring.
Yeah, let's not watch the whole thing.
No one will watch the whole thing. Okay, so we're playing it here for the live stream audience and the video audience. Guitar Hero plus Rubik's Cube equals gay. Okay? Let's get that out of the way right now. It's also it looks like a pretty easy song on Expert. Not only is he doing it, he's doing it in a mirror, guys. He's really cool. Let's just skip ahead here. First of all, he's got the gay Jufro type hair going. He's got the glasses. He's got that dead stare a lot of people who play music games have.
Oh.
Just look at this. And if you're listening on your iPod, just imagine this. Also, am I the only one jealous of his TV?
No, I'm not.
You're not? You're rocking the CRT?
Nope. I got the 42-inch LCD.
Oh, you got a 42? Damn, nice. Okay, so you're comparable with this guy, but yeah, that's enough of this.
Yeah, it's my my computer monitor or so.
That's cool. Because you don't really play a lot of the more modern stuff, so I mean, you don't want to be playing an SNES on a 42-inch LCD. It's going to look like crap.
You know, the one thing I can say about the kid is one-handed solving is hard as shit.
So you're down with the Rubik's Cube. What do you think he's really solving it, or do you think that he's got it reset in such a way that he knows the pattern to reset it?
Well, I mean, Rubik's Cube is, it's not that difficult. There are like 7 core patterns that you use to figure out stuff. It's just, it would probably be a huge bitch to do it while you're playing anything. But it is sad. It's real sad. I mean, good for him that he can do it, but... Ooh.
I wouldn't exactly want to put this out there of, hey, look what I can do, and then have it go viral. You're right. There's no girl out there this kid's age who's going to be like, oh, man, I saw your video on YouTube. And suck his dick. That's not going to happen.
Oh, goodness.
That's about all that we want to give to that one. And what else do we got here? There's actually another pretty interesting tidbit that came across this week, which is the fact that a Best Buy in Utah is testing the idea of price matching the used game prices at GameStop or Game Crazy at Best Buy. Now, I know, Eric, you obtain all your games through means which you do, so you don't really, you know, shop at Best Buy. Let's put it that way.
No.
But if you did shop outside of, you know, online outlets, you think that this would get you into a Best Buy to buy your games instead of getting it at GameStop?
It would definitely increase the likelihood.
That's cool. And Vista, we know
it's a pretty good idea.
We know you're not big into a lot of the newer stuff, but do you think this is pretty cool? Did we lose Vista?
We might have.
Oh, we're going to have to call episode 58 the technical difficulties episode. Oh, we did lose Vista. There's also a storm a-brewing, so maybe that's what's happening. So let us add to the conference. Wow, I hate the new Skype. I just got to put that out there. Cool. God damn it. I hate this fucking thing. How are we ever going to get all these viewers in our live stream if we keep having these technical difficulties? I don't know. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. Okay. Hang on a second, Eric. There we go.
Hello.
Damn, I didn't even notice that happened. So yeah, I think it's pretty obvious. Yeah, fucking Best Buy price matches, GameStop. Yeah, you're going to go there. Because, yeah, I would.
Yeah, I mean, it's about time somebody decided to make games cheaper.
I think this could be really good for Best Buy. Because you got to think that after a game comes out and they have it used at GameStop, you got to know that people are going to be buying at GameStop just because they're saving that $5. And it's only $5, but if you buy enough games, that's just going to keep accruing. You're going to have that $5 extra every so often. It's just going to work out that way.
It's true.
Remember a second ago when we were talking about how all these random things were on the big blogs and you know it's a slow news week? I got one of those stories here. Oh, this is still pretty cool. This is a knit baby-sized Link costume. And that is adorable, is it not? I guess it's not.
That's ridiculous.
Don't print.
That's awesome.
I hate Mac. You look at that. Look at that baby bottle holder. Just makes you want to knock a girl up and get her pregnant. So yeah, the person who made this spent a lot of time on it. Obviously, it's a pretty nice costume.
It's really well done. I'm really impressed by it.
Do you see those booties?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
It's just something cool we wanted to show off. Don't really want to discuss it. Because we're men, and men don't discuss baby things. Unless it's the process of making one.
There are times when I wish that I could knit, so that way I could make ridiculous stuff like that.
Well, little known fact, you do some video game crafting of your own, do you not?
I do a little bit. I do cross-stitch, 8-bit cross-stitch.
You do the 8-bit cross-stitch? which is pretty cool.
We're going to delve into the 16-bit, hopefully, at some point. Jeff-O can knit. Good job, Jeff-O.
I'm not surprised by that one. Oh, that's actually pretty cool. I want to...
that is cool.
After I saw what I'm going to be popping up on the live stream in a second on your Facebook, after I saw your knit piece, it made me want to get into the 8-bit cross-stitching. But then I discovered the plastic perler beads, and that kind of satisfied my need and desire for my 8-bit sprite artistic needs.
I don't know. I never liked the perler beads because the melting process, I would always end up burning them, and they made me sad.
Actually, that does actually happen to me as well. I did a pretty big – the biggest piece I've done so far, I did Alex, I believe is his name, from River City Ransom, kicking. And I totally fucked it up when I was ironing it, and it looks like crap. Because
ironed the pieces together?
Yeah, I went to iron the perler beads together so that they fuse, and it got melted, the foot got bent. And the one thing that I hate about doing perler beads, which obviously wouldn't happen with cross-stitching, is that you get the inconsistent melt of the little circles in the middle of the perler beads.
True.
And then it just kind of looks wrong. So let me pop this up for the viewers. This is the talented Eric. Stupid fucking dog. That gets me every time, and I know it's coming.
I don't know if we can see it.
They can in a second.
Hooray! Yeah.
This was your first attempt at doing this?
That was my first time I've ever cross-stitched.
Wow.
Ever. And it took fucking forever. Oh, my God. Like, okay, first of all, I had to make the pattern. Because God knows there's no pattern in existence that says this.
At least doesn't say stupid fucking dog.
Right, right. So then, secondarily, then I had to figure out how the hell to cross-stitch once I had the stuff. So, I think that one took me... probably close to like 30 hours.
Jesus Christ.
To do.
I could have done that in perler beads in about 3.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I like the idea. Like, I'm going to get it nice and framed and everything.
That's
so
pretty cool. Oh, I thought you already had this framed. Okay.
Oh, no. That's cool. Sitting in a box.
Getting all it's rumpled.
All crumpled and shit, so.
Hey, as long as the dog doesn't piss on it, it's all okay.
That's why it's in a box. To keep it away from my dog.
I like the second image. All you see is stupid fuck.
Stupid fuck.
That's pretty
I like
cool.
The second image because you can see the texture of the,
you can see.
Like it has that three-dimensional feeling to it, you know.
Yeah, you did a pretty good job of shading. And it looks pretty cool. Pretty cool. And the ducks look dead and terrified.
It was, like I said, it was really hard. It was surprisingly difficult.
Damn. So let's see. That's, wow. Are you looking into doing another piece?
I've got a handful of pieces that I'm working on making patterns for right now. But I just don't know. I don't know. A lot of them have been done. A lot of the ideas that I have.
Yeah. Another reason.
I don't want to do the same shit.
Yeah.
You know, like I've only seen one other Duck Hunt related craft piece, and it had nothing to do with what I did. So.
It definitely did.
But like everybody's done Mario. Everybody's done a Shy Guy. Everybody's done.
Mega Man Head.
Mega Man, exactly, like all of it. Zelda, Legend of Zelda, everybody's done it. So
that's also the problem with perler beads. Anything that you would think to do has already been done in perler beads, especially if you look up, like, oh, you sit down with your perler beads and you're like, oh, yeah, I want to do, what the hell's his name, Helmet Guy from Mega Man. So you sit down and you look it up to get a pattern, and if, even just looking up Helmet Guy sprite, you'll find somebody who's already done a perler bead of it, and you're just kind of like, all right, well... I can either copy this guy exactly, or I could just not do anything.
Yeah. There's this one kid that I went to school with, and he was a total wanker. He was just ridiculous. And all he talked about was perler beads. That's all he talked about, because he did, you know, 8 and 16-bit stuff. you know.
But that was all he talked about?
That's all he talked about. That's all he talked about.
I would punch him in the face, and I would – at first, I'd be glad to have someone to speak Perler beads with, and then if that was the only thing he talked about, oh, I would just deck him in the face.
Like, it was ridiculous. It was terrible.
So I made Ness.
Oh, yeah, trust me. I've had that conversation with him.
Oh.
Like, when Brawl came out and everybody got all excited again about all the Smash – every Smash's characters. He's like, I'm going to do a whole run of all the different characters. Awesome. That's
great. It's already been done.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
The other thing
Exactly.
It's the hard. Other hack Perler Beat thing done. Is to make coasters out of just about any item from a game.
That's true. That's the good part.
You take a mushroom, you take a fire flower, you take a Mega Man head, and then you just fill it around into a square. And you have a coaster that you can sell on Etsy for $3.
Yeah,
after you spend 2 hours doing each Perler bead, or, you know, an hour.
Oh, man. My friend Susie, she's a nerd crafter as well. And she does, you know, those crochet squares? Like, yeah. You make a big square that you crochet, and then you can crochet those together.
Into a...
She does...
Yeah, throw.
She does, like... Mario mushrooms, and she did Link holding a Triforce, like huge though, like gigantic, like bigger than a king size bed.
Jesus, like, fucking Christ!
Big blankets. It was awesome. She sold the one for like shit. I think she got like $600-700 out of it, something like that. I don't know. It was crazy.
That's a lot of moolah to do some geek crafting. So I had the foresight to pop up some of these images here on the live stream of Perler Bead sprites. Whoops.
Ooh.
Yeah, give me a second here. There we go. So as you can see, there all those little everything there is a little tiny bead. Those are actually pretty decent. I actually did a couple Mega Man heads, as you can see in the bottom of this picture, I believe. I don't know if it's in frame or not. Yeah, it's kind of...
It's not.
It's kind of out of frame. Then it went... Oh, I am way off with my mouse clicking today. Jesus. There you go. So yeah, as you can see, it's a fun craft. They don't cost that much. You can get them on eBay in bags of, you know, like 1,000 for solid colors. Or if you want the instant gratification, you can pretty much go to an AC Moore or a Michael's craft store, and you can get a big tub of them for really cheap, especially if you use one of those coupons that craft stores are notorious to have. There's some more Perler beads. These look a little more 16-bit. And yeah, it's a really fun hobby if you can get past the fact that everything that you can think of to do has already been done.
Yeah. That's why I never got into it. It's just it's all been done. So no.
Yeah, I totally got
and
into.
That's why.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And did cross stitch. So
yeah, cross stitch.
That's just why I did cross stitch. You know.
Once I got past the fact that okay, everyone did pretty much anything that I would want to do. Yeah, I did some Pac-Man ghosts at glow in the dark because I have a metric fuck ton of glow in the dark Perler beads. So I made some glow in the dark Pac-Man ghosts. Those are pretty cool. And it looks like somebody actually made a Donkey Kong being crushed by. Burger Time Burger. So I'm going to pop that up. That's pretty cool. Now I'm starving. We got any hamburgers around? Where's some of those burgers Vista made yesterday?
Oh, that one is pretty cool.
Where is Vista?
I don't know. Did we drop them again?
No, I'm here. I'm watching a football game.
Okay, you're watching the football game while we talk about girl things. So
pretty much.
You got a second to talk about since we're talking football?
What's up?
You want to hit into the fact that you can't decide what team you want to do a Madden sim for?
Yeah, if you want. Well, actually, no. Wait till the fourth quarter's over.
All right. Looks like it's you, wow. Eric. We should just talk about crafty game things for an hour. No, we're not going to do that.
Please don't make me do that.
No, we won't. This is actually pretty cool. Now it makes me want to rip off this guy's idea. Makes me starving.
It's cool. I like it.
Hell yeah. What other kind of geek crafts are there that we're missing?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, there's a Pac-Man
ghost.
Can't
think of any.
Yes, you can also see there's a BeatSprite forum. There's many forums dedicated to Pearly Beat stuff. That is a lame-ass Pac-Man. I don't know if that's even in frame. It's not. Just pretty much took yellow beads and just, hey, let me make a circle and then take out a triangle. Fucking lame.
Yeah, Jeff O just commented on the Strong Bad. That's a cool 8-bit Strong Bad.
Hell yeah.
I like that.
I like the spiny guy.
What were those called?
I think spiny something. AJ's in our chat room. AJ is one of our genius guys. I'm sure he'll come up with it. Yeah, what is the name of that guy?
That last I don't know. Name? I used to have a book that had all their names. Spiny?
Spiny?
Spiny.
Spiny sounds right. Some of those names, not too creative back in the day.
Yeah, no, at least they were funny.
I don't think they had the foresight to think that 10, 20 years from their creation that they would be such iconic game things. Otherwise, they maybe would have gotten a different name than, hey, he's got spikes on him. Let's call him Spiny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, along that same line, this morning on one of the blogs, I saw that there was an interview with some of the bigwigs at Nintendo, and they were talking about Punch-Out, and then the creator of Punch-Out, whatever the hell his name is, I don't know, I'm white, and it's an Asian, it's a Japanese name, he came up with some strategies that no one has known about since the 22 years it came out. I don't remember what it is. We'll probably hit that back in a little bit. But right now, we're going to segue into bringing Andrew on. After I dial him up.
Fuzzy Beetle is way cooler. Good job, AJ.
I like that, too. All right, so we are going to dial up Mr. Andrew. I hope Andrew played the same thing that I played today, because then we can have a discussion about it.
Yeah, you know, a discussion.
Oh, a little discussion. Hello,
discussion.
Andrew.
Having a little discussion about it.
Hello, Andrew. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing... That's it.
Do any cool game stuff since we last talked?
I played a lot of Call of Duty.
You up to Prestige 10 yet?
No, but I'm level 45 of Prestige 8. So.
Damn.
Getting there.
You're getting there. You're totally getting there. So there were a couple things, I'm glad you joined us, that I wanted to bounce off you with, because I know Eric's more of the classic kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
You're the kind of guy that can spur a discussion of that takes 30 minutes about defunct things that used to plug into game consoles. That was awesome last week, if you did not hear our discussion about Satellaview, Sega Channel, N64DD, the Game Boy e-reader. Definitely check out the last half of VGZ Live Episode 3 on the live stream, because that was some awesome discussion, Eric. But, you know, since you don't play the new
stuff... It was a fun one.
There's a couple things we can't talk about, like, Andrew, did you check out the Arkham Asylum demo?
I did not, but I played it on the PS3 a couple weeks ago.
Ooh. Did you enjoy it, sir?
I did. It was pretty good.
Yeah,
just the way that the combat moved really well. It was kind of slick and like booka booka booka.
It kind of had the bullet time thing. It was kind of trying to be Max Payne. I liked how smooth everything was. I liked the combat system. It is kind of hack and slash, but it's got all these other elements to the game where you have to use your bat senses by pressing the old LB or I guess the L1 button if you're playing PS3. So you have to be a little strategic about it. There's a stealth element to it. There's a hack and slash element to it. It's just a really kind of fun game. I liked it a lot more than I thought I would when I played it this morning. And I gotta say, I'm kind of thinking of picking that one up.
You know, I don't know. The lack of multiplayer really gets me on it, you know? I'd pick it up, you know, $30. I mean, that's seriously, it's sad, but that's the limit I'm willing to spend on a single player only game is like $30.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you, because lately, let's see, what kind of games came out like that? Like a Ghostbusters game is a kind of thing where you beat it, and there's kind of not much else to do after you beat it.
Well, there's multiplayer, though.
But,
that's the
yeah,
key.
I was going to say, but there's multiplayer on Ghostbusters, so you can totally, you have the replay value with Ghostbusters in the multiplayer.
Yeah.
But Arkham Asylum, if it's just single player, that's not so much there.
You know, the other thing, too, is I actually bought Dead Space today when I was at Target for 30 bucks.
Oh, wow, 30. That's a pretty good price for Dead Space.
Yeah, you know, totally worth it. But, I mean, you know, that's again, when it was $60, I just couldn't see myself spending $60 on a single-player-only game.
And you heard all the good stuff that, you know, oh, my God, yeah. Dead Space is the best game of 2008. Oh, man, Dead Space, awesome.
Yeah, you know, but I still couldn't spend $60 on it. And, you know, even Bioshock. Bioshock was an amazing game, but I borrowed that from my roommate, and I beat it, and I just gave it back to him. You know, I didn't think there was much of a reason to actually own the game. You know what I mean?
Unfortunately, I loved Bioshock. I was very hyped up about Bioshock. I totally spent, what was it, 70, 80 bucks on the limited edition of it just to get a little figurine.
Oh, it was a ridiculously good game, honestly.
It was good. I don't play a lot of new games anymore, but it was really good.
I'm trying to segue into something, and it's kind of not working. Yeah.
Maybe you should just go to it.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm trying to get it up on the screen. That's what I'm trying to do. But Arkham Asylum is going to have a collector's edition. It's going to have a 14-inch Batarang little thing, a stand. It's going to have a journal. So, I mean, that kind of thing is going to run $100. I would not spend $100 on Arkham Asylum. If that collector's edition ever went on sale, like, you know, $60, $50, I would totally pick that up. Because, yeah, like I said, Arkham Asylum, you know what I liked about Arkham Asylum, too, is the voice acting. They had Mark Hamill, who did the voice of the Joker in the cartoon series in the 90s. They had him doing the Joker, and it was fucking awesome. And a lot of people would probably think, oh, man, I could not imagine anybody else being the Joker, but what's his face?
Jack Nicholson.
Not Jack Nicholson. Yeah, Heath Ledger. Oh, my God, he did such a great job. And he did do a good job with it. I really enjoyed his role as the Joker. But Mark Hamill, you got to remember, was a really good Joker. And he
was.
He does the voice of the Joker in the game. It's awesome. Harley Quinn's got, of course, has some sort of, like, super sexy, I got big tits kind of outfit going on. It's just a really good game. And if you're on the 360 PS3, definitely want to check out the demo.
Yeah, I still got to pick that up. I mean, I've been procrastinating, unfortunately.
You're going to procrastinate when you see Harley Quinn's outfit, I'll tell you.
I've seen it already on pictures.
Pictures. But yeah, really good demo. I was very impressed. Very impressed indeed. I just tried to move my MacBook pointer with the mouse for the PC that's running Skype and the chat room. Just wanted to point that one out since you guys can't see that I just did that. And yeah, another thing you just missed, Andrew, I don't know if you have something to say about it real quick. Did you see the video of the kid with Guitar Hero and the Rubik's Cube?
No, and I don't give a rat's ass.
As well you shouldn't.
Who cares? It's like, oh, look, I'm doing two completely unrelated things. It's like, really, it's like, oh, watch, I'm making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich while doing my taxes. It's like, who cares?
Now I'm starving.
You're not doing either one very good. It's just, it's pointless.
Is that PB&J got strawberry jelly or grape jelly?
Grape. I don't do strawberry.
Oh, come on. Strawberry is way better than grape.
Your face is much better than butts.
All right. Great, actually. See, this is why Eric and I get along so well. Strawberry on the PB&J, you're set.
I'm a particular fan of blackberry jam.
I wouldn't go that far, but I'll agree with you on the strawberry.
That's what I do. That's how I roll, son.
That's how you roll.
I don't even eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches anyway, so.
Well, I mean, you know, after about the age of 7, I don't think many of us have, but every so often, you know, I'm bored, there's nothing to eat, I'm hungry. Hey, PB&J, that's what's up. So, Andrew, you got a PS3 yet?
No. I'm waiting.
What are you waiting for? That's Slim. There's been no word about the Slim yet.
Oh, yes, there have.
Oh, prove it. There's no concrete things. There's all these lies and hearsay and, oh, yeah, a friend of mine is 12 and totally works in a factory in Taiwan and says that there's going to be a PS3 Slim, and here's a blurry picture of it. Here's a picture of the packaging. I'll believe it when it's on the shelves.
You know what, Steve? You're just a doubter.
Just wait.
I don't even need to say anything more. Just wait until the 18th, and that's when everything will be revealed.
All right, I'm going to wait then. You guys do the show. I'm waiting.
Good. So, moving right along.
All right, where's this PS3?
So, Eric, I was looking at the Delicious today. And,
where is it?
Stop screaming in my ear. Back to the game.
This is making run-ins today. All right, so yeah, PS3, we'll hop in right into it. I had a little rant that was cooking in my head today. There's going to be a little big Planet Game of the Year edition. It's coming out soon. Game's almost a year old. It's going to come out for $50. It's going to have $30 of DLC bonus content. I don't know about anybody else, and I'm probably going to sound like I'm whining and crying to the chat room, but I'm a little sick of buying DLC for a game and then having a Game of the Year edition come out a couple months after the game comes out where you get the DLC for free. And I just totally spent however many dollars when everybody else is going to get it for free after waiting. And I know there's the trade-off. You're going to be an early adopter. You're going to pay more. But I was just wondering if anybody else even slightly agreed with that little stance I have on DLC now.
I think it's lame.
Well, I mean, like, looking at Fallout, I think, you know, they're coming out with the Game of the Year edition that's going to have everything on it, right? That's going to have all the expansions up until Mothership Zeta.
Yeah, it's going to have everything.
That's a lot, though. How many expansions came out? There was Operation Five. Anchorage, The Pit, Broken Steel, Point Lookout, and Zeta. So that's $50 worth of DLC that you're going to be getting with the Game of the Year edition.
I bought it all.
I only bought Anchorage and Broken Steel. I still haven't even taken the plunge for anything else yet. But, I mean, I think on the one hand, if they announce early enough that, yes, we're going to be coming out with, you know, this stuff on a disc, and then that kind of gives you the option. Because you knew that they were coming out with the Game of the Year edition. You chose to buy it anyway, right?
Yeah.
Right, Steve?
Well, yeah, so, nowadays, I mean, everything that's fine. Is Game of the Year.
I think that's fine because, you know, you have the option. But if it's something where they just kind of spring it on you and they're like, by the way, all you people that spent all this money, we're going to be coming out with the Game of the Year edition. It's going to have all this other stuff on it coming out in a week. You know, I don't think that's fair.
That's something SNK would do. They'd be like, hey, here's KOF 12. And then a month later, it'd be, hey, here's KOF 12++ that has an actual story and a boss and isn't half-assed.
That's exactly what they would do.
But like I said, I understand the whole early adopter thing. If you're going to be an early adopter, if you're excited about something, like I love Fallout. I probably dumped almost 150 hours into the game, including DLC. And I thoroughly enjoyed myself. And I have no problem saying that I bought the DLC, even though almost a year after it came out, or a little over a year after it came out, there's going to be a Game of the Year edition where you get all the DLC for free. In fact, I would be telling people who haven't played Fallout 3 yet, friends of mine, I'd be like, hey, Eric, you got a 360 now. You should go pick up Fallout 3 Game of the Year. You get all the DLC. You get the Fallout 3. You get an awesome experience for, what is it, $50 probably? And, hey, you get all this free DLC. But a game like Little Big Planet, where, oh, hey, there's a Metal Gear DLC where you get a little paint gun and a couple of cool levels. I'll buy that one, but I won't buy all this other stuff. Like, I'm going to, in my mind now, after all these Game of the Year editions have been coming out, if I'm not dying to have DLC for something, I'm just going to wait.
Yeah,
I guess.
I play regular Nintendo, so I don't know.
There's no DLC for NES.
All you know about is Satellavision.
Yeah, let's talk about
which is coming out in the near future.
Let's talk about Satellaview. Greg in our chat room has a good point. Valve and Bethesda are probably the biggest culprits with the Game of the Year thing. Because I think they did that with Half-Life 2, I think.
No, but Valve is good because they released that stuff for free on the PC. So
Square Enix.
Yeah, that's true.
Does Square even do DLC?
No, but they do the stupid, like, Game of the Year, not even Game of the Year editions, but they do, like, international versions or whatever, where they add, like, a new movie.
Oh, man, I can't
wait. Like, and a new costume or something, and then they just resell the entire game. I mean, don't get me wrong, I would definitely prefer DLC to, you know, hey, look, we added a new character, and we're going to resell the entire game. Guilty Gear.
About seven times over with Guilty Gear. How many times have those motherfuckers bought the same game, but worse?
Can we just stop buying things from Square? Can we just be done with it?
I'm there. I don't think I play any Square games, actually. I was actually tossing... Well, go ahead. And then I'll give my idea. But yeah, Eric, you're going to say?
I don't know. It's just... I don't know. I'm sick of Squaresoft. Square Enix. I'm just sick of them.
Square Enix. Who else did they buy? Didn't they buy Koei? Koei? Squeenix. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the Final Fantasy thing, and I was tossing around the idea with a friend of mine today. For the live stream, I have never played Final Fantasy for more than 10 minutes. I played the first one on GBA when they released Final Fantasy 1 and 2 because some random game store had it for $5. So I'm like, hey, $5. I know this is a long game. So I go to play Final Fantasy 1. I played it for 10 minutes. Bored as fuck. So I was kicking around the idea, if I get some downtime at my school, pick up a Lilac PS3, or PS3, I'm sorry, PSP, download some Final Fantasy VII, and just try Final Fantasy VII with as much of an open mind as I possibly can have, and report back to our lovely viewers and listeners out there of my experiences, because I've never played Final Fantasy VII. I've heard, oh my god, best Final Fantasy ever, oh my god, best game ever, oh my god, stole hours
Final
of my
Fantasy
life.
Final Fantasy VI is better. Final is Fantasy it? VI is better.
Now, do we get that here in America? Is that Final Fantasy IV here in America?
That is Final Fantasy III in America.
Then what's Final Fantasy IV in America?
Oh, fuck, you're going to make me think back on this.
God. AJ, what's it at?
Yeah, AJ, what's up?
Yeah, really, that was some confusing shit. And I didn't even pay attention to Final Fantasy. Tell me you don't want that Lilac PSP.
I think it's pretty pimp. I think it's good.
I'm kind of on the fence.
The fact that it's the slim and I can't hack it.
You,
or not
I thought
a slim.
You can hack those now.
Was it a 3000 or is it a 2000?
It's got to be a 3000.
I think that's $3. I think that's a 3000.
Yeah, this is
you
right.
You can hack 3000s though.
No, you can't yet, can you?
Yeah, you can. The banner it's bomb.
Hold on.
The banner
yeah,
bomb.
Yeah, no, hold on.
Is Wii, I think.
Hold on. Let me
Let's consult PSP. Let's consult PSP hacks.
Akuma saying that's one gay PSP.
PSP dash hacks.
Lilac is an awesome color.
I agree. If I'm gonna get, because I am thinking I'm gonna have all this downtime at school in the next couple of weeks when it kicks in. I need something to keep my myself going. I don't have a PSP anymore, so I'm totally thinking I either want to get this Lilac PSP just because I don't want the standard black or silver. Or I should go for a PSP Slim. I really can't decide. I think I want the UMD, though. So I think
all right, Chi, the next stupid comment you make, I swear to God I'm going to ban you.
What's he saying? Oh, what's she saying? Oh, I see what she's saying.
Who?
What's going on here?
I want some Hannah Montana on my PSP.
Oh, no, man.
Back to football.
Another run-in from Vista.
Good God, a fucking face mask. All right, so anyway.
Vista, you liking this Lilac PSP?
I don't know. I don't really care, but I'll probably trade it in so I can have something different.
Yeah. Because it's not even like, oh my God, it's pink, I love pink, or purple, whatever you want to say Lilac is. It just looks better than a black PSP. I like to be different. That's why I had a God of War PSP.
Yeah, that's why I still have my God of War PSP.
Well, mine broke because I'm stupid.
Yep.
At least I got my money back, though. That was pretty kick-ass from Best Buy.
Pretty lucky, yeah. I don't know, man. You know, the other thing, though, is if you go to Chinatown, they have shells you can use and just buy those and switch it out.
I've heard bad experiences getting a new shell on a PSP, but I've heard worse experiences trying to put a new shell on a DS. And the friend of mine who tried doing it is very competent.
Well, I don't know.
I would love a new case for my DS.
What do you have, the standard white?
I want to sell my Game Boy Micro.
Which one you got? Maybe I'll buy it.
Game & Watch Edition.
Okay. I'm not really a big fan of that one.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, wait. What does that one look like? Game Boy Micro Game & Watch.
It's the anniversary edition from Nintendo. I think I got the Japanese one, so.
Oh, yeah, that one. That one's pretty awesome. Is that
Dude, I will take it.
Oh, we're gonna have a battle now. That's the gold and red one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's pretty badass. We'll have to
talk. That's the one I already have, but I will take it anyway. I'm gonna collect them.
We'll have to talk in the post show. Me and Eric will battle for it.
Have you guys seen the Mother 3 edition?
Yes, the Mother 3 edition's pretty badass.
It is gorgeous.
I don't want people to see me. Goodbye. I'm hiding behind
and the Final Fantasy version.
Okay, let's see. Mother 3. Is it the... It's a Game Boy Micro, right?
Yeah. There's also Final Fantasy 1, I think.
Why are they not bringing Mother 3 over here?
Because they suck dick.
Holy crap, is that hot.
It's nice.
That is a beautiful metallic red.
It looks like it's been worn down, too, if you look at the around the buttons.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I wonder if our lovely friends at Mad Gear have any left in stock, because I know he all of a sudden, he randomly will have one at a show.
He will, and he will never sell me one. Ever.
Because he knows you're a Game Boy Micro hoarder. You hoarder?
I'm a hoarder, regardless.
You're a hoarder. I'm the one who has, what am I up to, 3 NESs, 4 SNESs?
Dude, last count, I have 7 NESs and 12 SNESs. I just went through all my stuff.
Holy shit. Anybody in the chat room looking to buy some SNESs? Hit up Eric after the show.
Fuck that. No thanks. I'm keeping them.
What are you preparing for the apocalypse? The wasteland?
Dude, you know what?
How many do you have again?
12.
Okay, 7 NES. Yeah.
I don't want the NES. How many SNESs?
I have 12.
We will have a discussion after the show.
Oh, I think I smell a trade.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll consider it. Just for my good friend. That's
what's hot in the streets. Football.
Just for you, Vista.
It comes in a nice box too. What else comes in the box?
Oh, the Mother 3. Oh God, the Mother 3 comes in, you know, a nice big red box, but it also comes with fuck, I haven't played Mother in so long. The badge.
Yeah, see the badge.
See
right
there, here. There. Yeah, the badge. I forget what it's called. I never was a big Earthbound fan, really. I mean, it's good. Franklin badge. That's it.
Franklin badge. Yeah, I never got more than a couple hours into Earthbound. That's also because I never owned the legitimate cart. Obviously,
I played it a couple times. It was good. It was good, but it's no Chrono Trigger, so.
Well,
so that's the end of
obviously
that.
Not. I think there's an unbox right here. This looks like it has a lot of... oh, there's the plastic. That's a lot of paper in there. Jesus Christ, Nintendo. How about cutting down the carbon footprint over there? Look at this thing. There's 3 boxes in this thing. And what is that, 2 pouches?
Yeah, it's a lot of packaging.
That's a ton of packaging.
Yeah, it comes with a red pouch. It's just kind of like... goes right around it, and then it comes with a drawstring so that you don't fuck up the red pouch. Because the red pouch is limited edition.
The pouch has a pouch?
There are 2 pouches, yes. Believe it or not.
So what are some of those other cool Game Boy Micros? There's also a Final Fantasy one?
There's
too,
Final
right?
Fantasy 4.
Booyah.
That one's pretty good.
Oh my goodness. This one right here? Wait, better picture. Hang on. Damn you, live stream.
I don't see a picture, so.
Yeah, that would be it. I've seen this one.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and assume that this would be a Japan-only Game Boy Micro.
Yeah.
What is with that? Nintendo loves to give Japan all these exclusive Game Boys, and we get nothing. We get Guitar Hero, which is just an ugly gunmetal DS with a really bad decal on it that rubs off.
Yep.
Because
they don't care about us.
Not that I like the game or anything, but there's a kick-ass Kingdom Hearts DS that has a pretty badass paint job. Let's see if I can find it here. Oh, I was too vague. Oh, there it is. Like I said, this might be the case... Not the biggest Kingdom Hearts fan in the world. I know that there's a case you can buy for your DSi, and then there's also a Kingdom Hearts DSi. This, I believe, is the Kingdom Hearts DSi. That's pretty cool, and
which
we
is
will
pretty
never
nice.
See that.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're not into the whole Kingdom Hearts thing with that little penis shaped thing, you also got the Mickey head on there. Everybody loves Mickey.
I hate Disney.
Me too. I thought it was
they
just
make
me.
Upset.
I watched Looney Tunes when I was a kid. Fuck Disney.
Exactly.
It's all about Warner Brothers, baby. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Any other limited editions that we should pop into before moving on to something else?
Entirely too many. There's the Hello Kitty Dreamcast.
All right, let's pop that one up. We're not even doing a podcast anymore. This is just a live stream. Fuck this. Holy mother of God. If I didn't already have four Dreamcasts.
I actually got rid of a couple of my Dreamcasts.
How can you do that, you traitor?
Still got two.
Oh, no. Go away. Let me get rid of that so I don't pop up again. I didn't shave. I don't want people to see me. So, yes, that was a pink Hello Kitty Dreamcast. But then there's also the Dreamcast, the Hello Kitty Dreamcast with the TV, which I'm going to find here on the video. I know I've seen it before. Hey, Hello Kitty sewing machine. I know Andrew wants that.
I love sewing so much.
You have, do you own that Hello Kitty thing that's in your one Facebook picture?
The toaster, yeah.
You have a Hello Kitty toaster.
That toaster is sweet, dude.
That was a gift, and it puts a little Hello Kitty face on all my toast.
That is evil.
Yeah, it does.
I'm not gay.
We know you're not.
Dude, I have a Hello Kitty tattoo, so you can't fucking say anything about gay.
All right. Fair enough.
You have a Hello Kitty tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do have a Hello Kitty tattoo. I forget about your tattoo.
Oh, yeah. You remember that one.
I sure do. After after my one friend was showing off her badass Boba Fett tattoo, you're like, hey, check this out. Although, to be fair, you do have some badass tattoos alongside the badass Hello Kitty tattoo.
Whatever. I don't care. It's cool.
Hey, look at her, huh? Andrew? Huh? Huh?
Yeah.
Nice and tan. Yeah. Just the way you like them.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah, just a little.
So it's pretty bad.
I cannot find that Hello Kitty Dreamcast thing. Maybe I dreamed it.
Cast. You dreamcasted it.
You know, I didn't even mean to do that, and I guess I did that. There's also a blue Hello Kitty Dreamcast, apparently.
Yeah.
I like the keyboard. That's a pretty badass keyboard.
Yeah, they got all the nice keyboards.
Japan gets all the nice keyboards.
They get all the nice everything.
Uh-oh.
Well, somebody posted it.
Somebody posted it?
Yeah, pink. It's adorable see-through. There's New York Mudkip.
All right, I'm back.
Awesome. Yeah, we're just looking at some limited edition game systems over here.
And I'm gone again.
Hey! I hate XP. It won't open it up.
Greg keeps yelling, Hello Kitty Xbox. So,
Hello Kitty Xbox. Let's see. Holy fuck. So there is an Xbox One, and then there's also an Xbox 360, apparently. Let me pop that back up. I'm just going to leave the video. I'm just going to leave my desktop on. Oh, I got rid of that. Okay. That's pretty badass. Trying to find bigger picture. There we go. So there's the 360, and there is the Hello Kitty Mission Rescue Xbox.
I see no problem.
That's pretty tight.
Now tell me you don't want to add that to your collection, and nobody wants to buy an Xbox One.
Well, yeah, they're fun for modding. You know?
Once you have one, though, it's not like you need to buy a million of them, like Super Nintendo's apparently.
Or 360s, so you always have a backup.
I've only ever bought one Super Nintendo, so.
Hey, are you making fun of me, Andrew? Because I do have a backup 360.
No, my friend has two backup 360s.
Wow. I hope he's never had to go to the second backup.
No, but he lends them out when his friend's Xbox is Red Ring.
Actually, I was prepared to do that both Anime Nexts in case any of your guys' 360s died.
Yeah, no, but he got the original Xbox, and then that red ringed, and when it was away, he bought himself an Elite, and so he got that one back, the white one, and then Resident Evil 5 came out, and he really wanted a red one, so he got the red one. So he's got three 360s now.
Oh, man, that red one. That for once, a game company made a limited edition, and it was limited. I saw that red Xbox 360 for about a week after it came out, and then it was gone.
There's one by me.
Really?
Yeah, Toys R Us, Smithtown.
If only I was in the market to spend more money on systems I don't need.
Well, you know, just wait, because the... you know, actually, it makes me wonder. Because they said that they're going to be lowering the price on Elites pretty soon, possibly.
They're going to have to.
Get,
if they're
get rid of the Pro. So maybe when they do that, maybe that'll drop the price of that bundle at Toys R Us. It'll go on clearance or something. I could swoop in and pick it up for a pretty penny.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they're going to drop the price on the Elite if they're getting rid of the 360 Pro, which for those of you who don't know, the 360 Pro is the SKU which comes with a white 360 and a 60-gig hard drive. The Elite has a 120-gig hard drive, and it's black. Everything has HDMI now. It doesn't, like, that's not just an Elite exclusive thing. So I'm wondering, they're going to have to drop the price if they're getting rid of that Pro, that little mid-level 360 they're trying to get people to get into. They got to drop the price on the Elite.
I almost guarantee it's going to drop down to the price of the Pro.
I think that'd be killer.
That would make the most sense.
I'm wondering if they're going to drop the price on the arcade system. I know 200 is already as low as it goes, but I know that I think it was EA earlier this week was calling for all the game companies to drop the prices on their systems.
I think that's going to be. I think it's going to be 150.
I think that'd be amazing, especially if Nintendo doesn't drop the price on that Wii, at least to match it. And you know they're not going to drop that price 150, 250. I mean,
no, not yet.
I think the most they'd cut that price to is 200 on the Nintendo Wii.
I think Nintendo's just, you know, I mean, the seriously though, the supply has met the demand, so I mean, the next step would be a price drop. I mean, the thing's been out for years, and they still haven't even dropped
3 years
it once.
Now.
3 years and no price drops
Almost
at all.
3 years, yep.
Which all is, in November, right?
Which is completely against the fact that, or it's completely against what the GameCube did. The GameCube dropped the price, I think, within under a year of it being released. It dropped, and then it dropped again. And then I believe it finally just dropped down to like 150, and you got like three free games with it.
No, it was $99. Towards the end of the cycle. I mean, you could get a used one at GameStop for like $30-$40, I think.
Yeah, they're cheap. Although I want the Orange Spice Japanese GameCube.
I hear it has better.
I hear it renders frames quicker.
It's much better, guys.
Everything's got to be spiced with the GameCube, my friend. Everything's got to be spiced.
To the video viewers, I've been showing off the 360s with the Facebook, Twitter, Last.fm, and the Sky TV 360s. Those are one-offs, unfortunately, because that Last.fm 360 looks pretty hot.
Man. Oh, yeah.
I also like the Twitter one, but that's just because I like Twitter.
I hate Twitter.
I'm going to go tweet right now.
Go tweet. I'm going to tweet. Tweetily tweet, tweetily tweet.
So, Andrew, I know we were talking earlier, and apparently that Bioshock thing with the wine bottles, they did that right in your backyard down in Jones Beach.
Well, it's not technically in my backyard. It's probably like a
40-minute
drive. Yeah, I wish my backyard was that big. But yeah, it's like a 30-40-minute drive from my house. Definitely could have gone if I knew they were doing it. Picked up a couple bottles.
Hell yeah, because if you look at where they did them, they did a lot of them in Europe. And I think Jones Beach was the only East Coast location. They didn't even do it in like Florida or something.
Yep.
So what exactly was this thing? Was it just dropping bottles of wine and Bioshock 2 posters at beaches?
I'm guessing from what it looks like that they might have had something set up to, you know, obviously stop people from taking, like, every single bottle.
Well, yeah.
I'm sure they had, you know, some representatives there, and people were like, what is this all about? And they would be like, well, this is for a new game called Bioshock 2. You know, they probably had people there, and I'm assuming they were just handing them out, you know, as promotional items and not just, like, completely, you know, guerrilla advertising. You know, they're probably doing it that way, but...
Yeah, because I'd also have to make sure that a 7-year-old doesn't roll up, grab a bottle of wine, and just start drinking it.
Well, I mean, no. It was empty. They just had posters in there. It was like, you know, message in a bottle.
Oh.
Sort of
thing. So those bottles of the those Bioshock bottles that are on eBay right now, they're worth even less in theory that they don't have wine in them. I see what you're saying now.
Yeah, oh, I guess so.
Oh, Bioshock. I don't even know that we need a second Bioshock. I was pretty content with the first one.
Yeah, I don't get that either. It's it feels like it's just superfluous, you know?
That's a big word.
A bit.
I don't see the point, basically. That's what I mean to say.
Okay. I don't even know that anybody shares my opinion on this. I think Bioshock, spoiler alert, up until the point where you go and kill Andrew Ryan, I think if you added a couple of things that happened after that point to before when you kill Andrew Ryan, I think the game should have ended there. Because that last quarter of the game or so, when you have to turn yourself into a big daddy, I don't know. That seemed really tacked on. I don't know if I'm the only one who thinks that.
I'll agree.
I think it felt rushed more than anything. Like, it's kind of weird. It felt like the game, up until that point with Andrew Ryan, it was building up to something. And then after that, it was just kind of like, all right, we got the whole big thing out of the way. Let's just wrap it up. Now, and that was just the last, you know, third of the game or last, you know, quarter of the game or whatever.
After that, it just went off the deep end. I think that it was a perfect game up until that point, at least.
Yeah, I don't know about perfect, but it was really good. I mean, just the way that the story is told.
Yeah, I don't know about perfect.
Well, as perfect as a game can be nowadays.
Half-Life 2 was better.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Half-Life 2 was great.
So much better.
You actually beat Half-Life 2, right, Steve?
The only part I did not beat is Episode 2.
Oh, you want to hear something weird?
What?
I'm on Gmail right now, and
if it's about Half-Life 2, shut up, because I haven't played it.
No, I'm on Gmail right now, and at the top it says, Swoopo.com/Xbox360 Red Elite. Save 72% off this Xbox 360 bundle.
That sounds like a scam, though.
Yeah, it does.
Swoopo. Hi, I'm the guy who runs Swoopo.com, and I sell a $400 item for about $120.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's like eBay bullcrap, but I mean, still, I think it's just kind of funny because it randomly popped up after we were talking
about
it.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty funny.
And the Red 360, no less. How odd.
Maybe they're listening to us. Those are a lot of empty bottles there in the sand here.
Oh, well, that's weird. You actually have to buy bids.
Buy bids? What the hell kind of site is this, Swoopo?
I don't know. It's like eBay, but sketchier.
eBay, but sketchier.
It says you have to. It says how it works. Buy bids, choose product, place bids, win. So
that's kind of weird.
I guess it costs money to bid. That is weird.
Stand by to win. Wow. That was a 2DX reference that AJ's probably laughing at. And anybody else in our chat room probably has no idea what I'm talking about. Oh, you know what's pretty exciting? Although I know that I don't care because I got into it, and Andrew just got into it this weekend. The new dashboard drops for 360 this week. So now everybody's going to be able to do Netflix parties, which we have not done yet, Andrew, because we have been busy this weekend.
No, we have not.
Did you do any with any of your other friends, though?
No, actually. I just... No, not really. I was browsing the queue, though.
Did you like the additions of the fact that now you can browse through at least some of the new arrivals in some of the new categories?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, the fact that you can browse through new arrivals makes it worth it, you know, because I don't check the website too frequently, like maybe once every few weeks.
Yeah.
So now when some new stuff comes out, I can actually go through right there and, you know, pick out what I want.
I'm wondering why we don't just have a full-on Netflix on the 360, other than the fact that they claim that the reason that we get quote-unquote Netflix Lite on the 360 is that they believe people want form over function, which is actually something that Microsoft claims in their market research they've been told. Okay. Got a little BRB from the Vista. But yeah, everyone will be able to enjoy Netflix parties this Tuesday. And those of you who know my my tag, a.k.a. anybody who's been to VideoGameZombies.com, we should do some Netflix partying, watch some Little Britain, maybe watch some Whitest Kids You Know, and just relax. What else is there? Hey, he is in our chat room. So I was talking to a friend of ours, Greg, at the barbecue that I was at yesterday. By the way, I brought Rock Band. We projected it off of our friend's house. We had an Ion drum kit set up. We had some drunks singing horribly off key with some Rock Band, and it was fun as hell. It was actually the first time I played Rock Band in several months. That Ion, I swear to God, is way, way better, obviously, than the kit that comes with Rock Band.
Well, hey, it lasts, man. That's
hell yeah.
What we got it for.
Yeah, we got it at Anime Next because I think we officially went through three of the Rock Band quote-unquote light drum kits. They never made it through a show. A foot pedal would break. I think the red drum at one of them broke. And if I'm remembering correctly, maybe I'm remembering incorrectly, I think one of my drum heads actually almost is bent off or was bent off on one of the ones that we had at an event. So we said, fuck this. We got an Ion, set it up. It's actually also pretty quick to assemble and disassemble it. I had put off reassembling it after the show a couple of months ago because I was like, oh, man, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to put the Ion drum kit together, and by the time I get it together, after that hour it's going to take, I'm not going to want to play a Rock Band anymore, and it's just going to sit there. But no, I got that thing together in about 20 minutes. I think, Andrew, you're the one who took it apart?
No, actually.
Okay, well, whoever took it apart did a good job because they broke it into as many of the big pieces as possible. It's pretty easy to just put it back together. Then disassemble it, put it in my trunk in pieces, and reassemble it here back at the house. It was actually pretty cool. And for those of you who don't mind spending more than $270 on a controller for one game, you should definitely pick up an Ion if you're into the Rock Band drumming thing, because holy shit is it fun. I'm going to be enjoying that one. But yeah, the point of the story is I was talking to Greg about some new games coming out, and we were kind of lamenting over the fact that, Andrew, I don't know if you agree with this one, it doesn't seem like there's much to be excited for coming out.
What, in terms of DLC?
No, in terms of, like, games, actually.
Anything.
Like, anything in general.
Games?
Just
in
games
general?
In general.
All.
Modern Warfare 2?
Well, there's Modern Warfare 2. There is Brutal Legend. There is Beatles Rock Band, which we both agreed yesterday that we were looking forward to. And then once you get past those titles and a couple others, I mean, what else is there to look forward to? Are we just being snobs, or do you have any...
Well, I think what happened is a lot of the game companies are holding off on hyping their games and releasing them near Modern Warfare because it's going to be big. I mean, I don't know if you've been reading the news, but a lot of first-person shooters and games in general are just being delayed until after Christmas just because they don't want to... They know that Modern Warfare 2 is just going to be ridiculous. And that's going to be on pretty much everybody's wanted list.
That really sucks because I know BioShock 2 got delayed. And
yeah.
I'm sure that, like you said, Modern Warfare 2 coming out is probably one of the reasons why it got delayed.
And there was another game coming out, I think, called Singularity, which was, which actually looks pretty cool.
Have not heard about that one.
I think that's what it's called.
Me neither.
It's pretty cool. It has a lot to do with, like, time traveling. It's kind of like what, according to my friend, it's like Time Shift, but better. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of these games that are coming out are just getting delayed. Because, I mean, remember last year, you know, EA pushed out a lot of their stuff right before Christmas, Dead Space and Mirror's Edge and, you know, things like that. Some of the really good games, but they just got completely ignored because all the blockbusters that came out and, you know, the holiday season was just really crowded with stuff. So I think they're just kind of waiting, on releasing some of that stuff.
That does make a lot of sense now that you put it that way. But one of the games he had mentioned to me that totally wasn't on my radar, I got home and looked it up for myself. Borderlands actually looks like it's going to be a good game. It's kind of an FPS RPG, which is kind of up my alley since I was so into Fallout 3. It's just looks really cool. Let me pop it up here for the lovely viewers.
Are they planning on doing that for PC? Are they planning on porting that anytime at all?
I am not sure. I didn't did not come across that when I was looking into some of the articles on it.
I don't think they are. That makes me angry.
I'm sure it'll get to PC eventually. PCs,
yeah.
PC users get the shaft anymore. You got to keep that in mind.
Yeah, it sucks.
It just looks... It looks really cool. It looks almost... it just looks really cool. Am I mistaken to say it looks cel-shaded? Because in some shots, it looks cel-shaded.
It looks like it's got a flatter... flatter texture than most stuff.
Almost looks like 13. That was a shitty game, by the way.
Greg says that Borderlands is multi-console and PC.
Ooh.
So that excites me.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure when it's coming out. I don't remember reading that in any of the things I checked out last night when I got home. But yeah, Greg, thank you for putting Borderlands onto my radar, because this thing looks very cool. There's their logo. Not as cool as the game. That guy looks like a raider from Fallout 3. What the fuck? It just looks really good. It's FPS, RPG type thing. One of those things, you know, you might spend some time in. I wonder when that's coming out. Maybe somebody in the chat room knows. Oh, no, I don't want that one. There we go. So, yeah, that's my thing. Andrew, what are you looking forward to besides Modern Warfare 2?
Yeah, probably not much, actually.
Did you see that? We talked about it, I think, before the viewers in the chat room could hear us earlier tonight. But did you see that list for the soundtrack in Brutal Legend?
Yes, I'm actually very impressed.
Yeah, there's a ton of great songs on there. Got some Iced Earth, Ozzy, Black Sabbath, pretty much everything but Metallica.
They did their homework, and Iron Maiden, apparently.
Oh, yeah, Iron Maiden's also not on there. I think they both signed exclusive deals with Activision, didn't they?
Yeah, they're stupid.
Well, never mind. I was actually going to say something really stupid that I won't say. Which kind of segues into the next thing I wanted to bring up, which is Guitar Hero Van Halen. Didn't even know this thing was coming out anytime soon, but apparently what Activision's doing, and Andrew, correct me if I'm wrong, they are releasing. On September 1st, they are releasing Guitar Hero 5. In early November, they are releasing Band Hero. And then in early 10, like January, they're releasing Guitar Hero Van Halen. Is that
they're releasing
correct?
It in January?
That is what, right here, GameStop says. Actually, even worse, they say it's coming out on December 22nd, which does make sense, just in time for the Xmas.
Yeah, but who the hell is going to want that game?
Guys
exactly.
Guys with mullets in Arkansas.
People that have jobs and income already and don't need it for Christmas. True. You know, it's... I don't even need to say anything. I don't need to say anything. You already saw the sales figures. Everything's down 50%, and that's just because of oversaturation.
Way oversaturation. Do you think the Beatles Rock Band will help any of this these sales figures?
I don't think it'll help, no. But, I mean, to tell you completely the complete truth, I mean, I'm actually looking forward to it just because it looks like...
Me too.
They're putting effort into it instead of just slapping a slightly different interface... different characters, and different music. I mean, it looks complete, like, you know, they redesigned a lot of this stuff, and it just looks really good. You know, it looks like they're actually putting a lot of effort behind it, and that's what makes me excited about it.
Yeah, the character models look phenomenal, and just the fact that they are doing, the fact that you can't play the Beatles stuff in Rock Band, I completely understand that, because every other title with Rock Band, you can dump the DLC in, you can buy track packs, you can buy that AC/DC quote-unquote game/track pack. You could dump that into your Rock Band. Rock Band 1 went into Rock Band 2. You got to think that the reason the Beatles stuff doesn't go in is because, contractually, they probably had to sign something where they have to be completely separate entities. Whereas with Guitar Hero, I really feel that all this shit should just be DLC for World Tour. Smash Hits, that should be DLC for World Tour. 5, World, that should be DLC. The fact that they're releasing Band Hero, which is going to be a quote-unquote separate game because they want to go for some of the more younger audience with the songs and whatnot, that should just be like a couple of track packs that you can buy DLC for what? Like, you know, release 3 of them for $20, and right there you got your $60. You don't even have to print packaging or ship anything.
Yeah, but see, that influences their sales figures. That's the whole thing. It's, you know, if they sell separate games, then they can brag about that and say, well, yeah, we sold X amount of Guitar Hero games this year. If they sell DLC, nobody cares.
That's
you know
a good
what I mean?
Point.
We pushed, you know, X amount of virtual whatevers. I don't know. It just, to me, it just feels like they're padding their sales figures by releasing them as separate packages.
Don't you think that it could also go the other way, where they could say, oh my God, we sold, you know, however many digital units or digital downloads. Oh my God, we're saving the music industry. Don't you think that, do you think that that would help, you know, their bottom line?
No, they don't. I mean, again, it doesn't, they show investors, you know, digital downloads and things like that. I don't think investors would care as much as seeing physical things being sold. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Do you think that
I think it's just, because think about it. They could say we sold, you know, 5 million copies of Guitar Hero this year and, you know, 3 million downloads. And keep in mind, people that buy Guitar Hero don't even use digital distribution because they're idiots. And nobody even, you know, half the people probably aren't even. The Wii is the biggest selling console for Guitar Hero. I'll put it that way. Isn't it?
Yeah.
People buy Guitar Hero on the Wii the most.
Pretty sure you're right.
They don't download songs for Guitar Hero on the Wii. It's a basic thing. It's bought by, you know, little kids who don't know anything about this stuff. So rather than deal with that and worry about people buying it, knowing it even exists, they could just release it in a separate game. I mean, look at who they're targeting. That's all I need to say. Fallout, people that buy Fallout are educated about games. They know about downloads and things like that. So that's why they can. That's why they can release it in separate packages. If they were targeting a casual audience, they would probably sell it separately in the stores.
You bring up very, very many good points. Those are a lot of good points about that. And lastly, on this. We always seem to end up in one of these discussions, but do you think that as sales decline, and let's say sales continue to decline even with these three new SKUs, times however many SKUs there are with, you know, band kits and single standalone games, cross-platform, whatever, do you think that as sales decline even further, that they might even want to... do you think that as sales decline, they're going to drop the fact that they're releasing three goddamn Guitar Hero games in 4 months? Or do you think they'll go maybe back to one a year? Or do you think they're just going to do even more SKUs just to make something pick up?
Do you remember the panel this year when I was saying about that, though?
I
was saying that in Japan, Bimani just got oversaturated. They killed off franchises and they just stopped releasing them as often.
You think that's going to happen here?
Yeah. Why wouldn't it happen? I mean, it's the same thing. I'm telling you right now, you know, they'll oversaturate the market and then they'll just cut back. And you remember, like, Beatmania, it used to be, you know, 2 a year that they would come out.
Yeah.
And they would come out with all these spin-offs or anything. Now it's, like, once a year that a game will come out. And I think that's what it's going to come down to, is that they'll still make money off of it, but they can't make as many versions. They're just going to cut back, and they're just going to make the core versions.
You brought up a very plentiful amount of good points in this discussion. Good show, good show. I hate that. I just hate Band Hero. That just is the bane of my existence. The last thing I'll say on this is I think that Band Hero in and of itself is going to confuse a lot of the dumb consumers. What's this, you know, because they're kind of combining both the names of the two main music games. So I think it's really stupid.
I just think it's stupid that they're coming out with a freaking... I don't know. I'm just pissed off. And then Lego Rock Band isn't helping.
Oh, I forgot about Lego Rock Band. All right, so maybe Harmonix isn't completely in the clear.
Well, Harmonix isn't making Lego Rock Band. It's being made by Traveler's Tales, I think.
Well, they also allowed the license out. They licensed it out.
Yeah, they licensed it out, but I mean...
Traveler's Tales? You're kidding.
Yeah, but the thing is, the Rock Band franchise isn't owned by Harmonix. It's owned by EA.
That's true.
So, I mean, you know, EA was probably like, hey, Traveler's Tales, here, we want to do this thing. Legos, do it.
Do it.
So, it's just stupid. I think it's just oversaturation, and it sucks. But once, you know, once the market speaks and nobody buys that shit anymore, they'll cut back.
I hope that you're right. We'll have to keep our eyes on their next quarterly announcements for their quarterly earnings.
The other thing that pisses me off is they just keep adding all this extra stuff to the game, but who cares? Well, it's just, I mean, Guitar Hero 2, I think, was like the pinnacle of the series. That's when it was like at its best, and that's when everybody played it the most. You know, 2 and 3 were like the two biggest ones, and they were the most simplistic ones. They didn't add all this touch strip bullcrap. They didn't add like all the, you know, all the, it's just stupid. They're just overcomplicating things, and that's going to be their downfall, too.
Well, you saw those new multiplayer modes that Guitar Hero 5 has.
Yeah, is anybody going to use them, though? No, they're just
going to freak so at all.
People just want to play. They're not competitive. They're not like... It's just stupid. They don't know. They just don't know. They just don't know what the hell's going on. Same thing with Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk was fun at number two when it was not complicated. And, you know, people just wanted to play. And then they just kept complicating things, trying to make it more interesting to, you know, people that have been playing forever. And it just lost its original intent.
Exactly.
And that's what I say. They're just overcomplicating things, oversaturating things, and it's just not going to work.
And that is the last word on that. Let's see, what time is it? Oh my goodness. We've been going for like an hour and a half.
Wow, damn.
You think it's time for the post show?
Probably.
No.
No? Well, what else is there to talk about?
I don't know.
Well, I guess we'll wind down the cast.
I haven't said anything this entire podcast. I've been doing
real.
We're keeping
Chris, what have you been doing?
He's been watching the game.
Yeah, I was watching football.
Oh.
Is it over?
Yeah.
Who won?
It's been over at 11.
Jesus, you've been just sitting there for a half hour listening to us talk about Guitar Hero again?
Pretty much. And then I put it on mute.
Hey, wait a minute.
I was looking at him. I put you on mute, looked at some hentai, laughed at this one scene, then unmuted you, heard a Rock Band, turned my TV to ESPN, and now that you're not talking, I guess I can talk again because it's not Rock Band.
I see how it is. Well, it's good that you're back.
I can't agree with that entirely.
What?
Fucking Rock Band. Ugh.
Well, we can't always talk about Satellaview, Eric. Although I would love to. You got me thinking about all that stuff last week.
See, now I want one again, and it fucking pisses me off.
Wait, did you say you want to get it, or you want one again?
Yeah, I want to get one again. Okay. Like, I want to get one.
Awesome. I'm sure they can't be that much. It's not like you can actually use the damn thing. Although, the collector's
probably buying it. Yeah, look it up. You go ahead and look it up.
All right. I'll do this live here on the video. I should probably look this up in eBay, shouldn't I?
Yeah, that's probably a good
thanks
point.
To the wonders of Firefox. Although I would doubt that there are any on eBay. But you never know. Oh.
Yeah.
I am not using the Giants.
Oh, is that what people are suggesting?
Well, Kuma's suggesting it. Wait, whoa, new Vanessa Hudgens? I haven't heard of this.
What's the deal with that?
I wanted to discuss football, but I'm pretty sure it's not a big topic in this chat, so I kind of just said forget it.
Well, I mean, just because we don't know much about it doesn't mean... I guess maybe Jim would be perfect for a discussion about football, since none of us are into it. And holy shit, $300 for a Satellaview with the box on eBay.
Yep. Welcome to my fucking sad, sad world.
Yeah, but Vanessa Hudson's droopy, man. Her nipples are just like, her tits sag. Unless, like, you know, they're perky, awesome tits.
I'm sure they're awesome. I mean, look at her.
I don't know where they are. Someone like me.
Yeah, I'm sure someone in our chat room will hook you up with that. Wow, this thing comes with a lot of stuff. Is that a power? That's a power supply right there, and an AV selector.
Yeah,
and it looks like there's also looks like the AV selector also is powered. Wow, Jesus fucking Christ!
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So you know, hey, you got some of those Super Nintendo? Sell some of those off to the people in the chat room.
Nope.
Bundle in some cartridges. You can buy us a Teleview.
Nope.
Do you have any Super Famicoms or just SNESs?
I don't have a Super Famicom yet. I'm trying to find one in a good box, and I don't know that a good box actually exists. So
it's harder and harder. I go for whatever I can find. Usually I end up getting systems in lots of games and or controllers. So if I end up getting extra systems, whatever. But if I find one with a pristine box or even a decent box and it's a good price, I'm going for it. Because much like you, I want a box, but unlike you, I don't need the box before I buy something. And hey, this box
I pretty much require
up.
The box at this point.
This box has got tape all over it, looks water damaged. You don't want this one.
Yeah, fuck that. No,
Jesus
thank
Christ.
You.
So before we get out of here for the podcast, before we do the after show, post show, whatever you want to call it, check out VideoGameZombies.com. the one and only Raver Gamer has written a very informative review about King of Fighters 12. I like his conclusion, which I won't spoil for those of you who want to go check it out, at videogamezombies.com. Raver Gamer review, King of Fighters 12. I'll just give you a hint. I believe he gives it a 1 glow stick out of 5. And that is not good. So, feedback at videogamezombies.com. Tell us how we did. Sorry for the technical glitches. And I'm probably not going to edit out a lot of that silence in the podcast, so apologies for that. Don't send me any feedback about that. And as always, we'll plug this again, even though nobody does it. If you want to interact with us and you want us to play you on the show, you can call 718-395-2283. Give us a voicemail. We'll play it on the air. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you think about something. Tell us we suck. Tell us we're cool. We'll play you on the air. With that, check out videogamezombies.com for all the latest written feedback. Written articles.
Haha, found them.
Awesome. Send them my way. For the post show.
Not at all.
Hey, what about the post show? We got to give them something.
I have kind of a conclusion. I can't podcast when football season starts.
Oh, no. We'll have to have a discussion about that in the post show. So, yeah, check out videogamezombies.com for all the new written stuff, all the new podcasts. And also check out livestream.com/VGZLive if you want to see some of the video. This was a very visual episode. Maybe I'll try to put a video podcast out of this one. We also are going to be doing shows during the week. We're kind of right now just popping on whenever we feel like it, whenever we're all available. But eventually we'll have a schedule, we'll have other shows, we'll have extra people. It'll be cool. So check out VGZ Live at Livestream. Livestream.com/VGZLive. And with that, that brings another episode of the Video Game Zombies to a close. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see y'all next week.